With your latest news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. The Ministry of Health is investigating a single confirmed case of Legionnaire's disease after Legionella bacteria were found at Anthony S. Eden Hospital. In a statement today, the Ministry of Health, Environment and Sustainability said environmental sampling at key locations identified Legionella at the hospital. The Public Health Department used those results to order immediate closures of specific areas and to shut off some water supplies while further investigation takes place. Those measures will stay in place until follow-up testing confirms the water and facilities are safe to use. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Hillary Wolf says the response is evidence-based and consistent with best practices for a single confirmed case.
Legionella is a naturally occurring bacterium commonly found in man-made water systems. It is important to note that environmental detection does not mean that illness will follow.
Dr. Wolf says there is currently no evidence of any wider risk, and the ministry will keep monitoring the situation and provide further updates if there is significant new information. In other news, it's a green light for a new apartment complex in Georgetown. Radio K-Man's Carsley Fuller reports.
A major project on the CPA's June 24th agenda was an application for 157 apartments on Boilers Road. Legoland Real Estate's pitch was previously refused planning permission back in 2024, with the CPA determining the subject site was, quote, not a suitable location. In September, the CPA adjourned a resubmitted application, waiting for a, quote, legal opinion from the Attorney General's chambers regarding the applicant's attorney at law's position regarding density in a commercial zone. That response was received in May, and the proposal went back to the board on June 24th. It's for 157 apartment units with 193 bedrooms in a 10-story building. The building includes a pool and gym on a rooftop, as well as 2,100 square feet of commercial space on the ground floor, and the CPA granted conditional approval. At the same June 24th meeting, the board also greenlit an application for a dock at the Auburn Bay subdivision in Georgetown. I'm Carsley Fuller.
You can find the full meeting summary online at planning.ky. Finally, do you have a trip planned this week? Well, you might want to plan ahead, as an upcoming SpaceX Starship flight test could delay your flights. The Cayman Islands Airports Authority says the launch trajectory passes through airspace in the northwestern Caribbean, which requires temporary restrictions to, quote, protect aircrafts operating within the region. According to SpaceX, the flight test window starts Thursday and could run through the 21st. Temporary airspace restrictions on the day will start at 5 p.m., lasting about an hour if successful. However, if the launch is delayed, though, restrictions could remain in effect until approximately 8 p.m. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe, which will take us out of our newscast.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. President Trump says the U.S. will reinstate its naval blockade of Iran after a week of escalating strikes that's put their ceasefire under intense pressure. Mr. Trump said the U.S. would also expect to receive 20% of the value of all cargo shipped for providing security for vessels passing through the Strait of Hormuz. 10 European countries, including Ukraine, are forming a coalition to develop defences against ballistic missiles. France, which is hosting the meeting, says the members recognise the growing threat posed by ballistic missiles. It called it a purely defensive coalition. The United States is launching a bid to dismantle what it calls the threat to American sovereignty caused by the International Criminal Court. The Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, claimed the court threatened every aspect of America's political and legal system. Police in England say the killing of the former government minister Anne Widdecombe is now being investigated by counter-terrorism officers. A 28-year-old man is being held on suspicion of commissioning or preparing acts of terrorism. France's interior minister says the large wildfire burning in a forest south of Paris may have been started deliberately. Venezuela's interim government says the number of dead confirmed in last month's earthquakes has now reached almost 4,500. An anti-war Russian politician who tried to run against Vladimir Putin in the last election says he's been detained by police, just days after being designated a foreign agent. Boris Nadezhdin's lawyer says he was charged with displaying an extremist symbol. A delivery bike rider and a market trader are among the nominees for one of China's most prestigious literary awards, the Lu Xuan Prize. Wang Jiabing, who delivers food on an e-bike in Kunshan, was nominated for poems that he composes between taking orders and at traffic lights. That's the latest BBC News.